Happy Friday. It's Friday, May 9th, 2025. I'm Kevin Roman. I'm a designer, stylist, and generally all-around happy guy. Every week, I share a great thought and a great song. We all deserve a dose of encouragement, a fun tune, and a reason to smile. This is Happy Friday. Happy Friday, happy Taurus season. All you sexy Tauruses out there, you know who you are. I love you. Twixt heaven high, nigh earth below, air cushions my magnetic flow. Against this gravity we preen, performing in the in-between. Past into present, decades dash, time travelers' rest stops, fleeting fast. Epics that never will be seen again, lost to the in-between. The elder brands all youth a fake. They are the same mistakes make. Worlds of experience have been gathered and lost while in between. Pema Chodron is an American-born ordained nun and Tibetan Buddhist. She writes about life in a way that seems especially fitting this season. We think that the point is to pass the test or overcome the problem. But the truth is that things don't really get solved. They come together and they fall apart. Then they come together again and fall apart again. It's just like that. The healing comes from letting there be room for all of this to happen. Spring is blooming in Chicago. Giant tulips, blossoming, flowering trees, fresh green everywhere. The thing is, it's not tidy and pretty. There's still plenty of mess left over from the last season. Twigs and leaves, dust and debris from winter to clean up. Life is like that. Undefined phases, one season stumbling into the next. All the while feeling like, if I could just tidy this up a bit, then it'd be beautiful. Yeah, good luck with that. This is how life's daily messes get trampled by our focus on the big things. Weddings, graduations, you know, the big events in life. The important things that mark our calendars. But turns out, that's not most of our life. Most of our life, well, most of our life is spent sleeping. Without that, we'd lead a pretty poor existence. Go ahead and plot out the main points of your life. The highlights, the successes. You know what? That's not your life. Most of your life is the space between the dots. Most of our life is in the in-between. How do we best live our days in this space? This majority space? You could say we should seize the day. Not just the important day, not the most memorable day. Just seize the day. Every day. This means living in the moment. I'm not so good at this. Go with the flow? That's only possible when we realize how little of the flow we control. But the do it now mantra I've been learning actually does help me live in the moment. This moment. not crying over the past or fretting about the future. The moments in between. With so much time between the big milestones, life naturally teaches us to be thankful for all the little things. If we're not, these can be some long, miserable days. Because there's so many, these in-between days add up to more value than our momentary thrills. It makes sense to lean into them, enjoy them, celebrate them. How we manage these days, the little things, shows more about our real character than when we're performing our practiced big days. No one's going to care about how pretty you looked at the wedding if you're a bitch to them the rest of your life. No one cares what lofty words you preach if you treat the least of these like dirt. When we learn appreciation for the little things, the things others consider inconsequential, this trains our gratitude. Episode 86, Thankful. And gratitude is the attitude of life. Okay, that's corny, but true. When we practice gratitude, we realize that our valuable days, the bulk of our life, are even more precious. I love to obsess about details. But to stay sane, it's helpful to broaden our lens. Dial down the anxiety and dial up a more open, mindful view. We can focus on just the mountain peaks, or we can take in life's big picture, and in the end, enjoy more. You're not Superman. We can only handle so much at once. Best not fight the rhythm, the seasons of life. One of my favorite activities this season, spring cleaning, bringing some order and meaning into my daily spaces. Both the physical spaces and the personal spaces in my life. Because that's where we really live. Life happens in the in-between. Lie down across my milky shore, my gem-strewn king, till wanting more upon my chest take pause. Supremely resting in the in-between. Paths that once crossed, chance steps retraced. Luck deems in your, I see your face. Our past into the future leans. Meet me in the in-between. When all the talking is done, some of the most important moments between people are the unspoken moments. Pay attention. Don't miss them. Let's listen to each other. Let's help each other through every moment. The big flashy times, they don't always matter. What matters is the connection we share between us. That's what Moody Judy talk about in the song, Talk Me Down. I hope you like it. Every week, find a link to Friday's song in the show notes in your podcast app and online at the website happyfriday.fm. And remember, life happens in the in-between. Thanks so much for listening. Life is strange. Blink and it's gone. Next week, we'll talk about managing that time. Connect with me online and on Instagram at happyfriday.fm. Now go have a happy Friday.